ya. From right about I-94 and I-75. From the bowels of Detroit, Michigan. If you don't know, now you know. You are rolling live with the Olin Ezra Show. I'm Mr. Magnanimous. To my right, we got Olin Ezra. To my left, the average Joe. Right across from me, I see Big Baby D. And now, with Dylan in the sound booth, let's roll. Give me some. Give me some.
What's up, Detroit?
Yeah, you're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. What's up with you, Pat? You look kind of sleepy today.
Oh, no, I'm tired. I'm good. Great weekend, I guess.
Great weekend. So you couldn't come down to Detroit with me and Dylan, where apparently I lost control of myself because you were at some family get-together?
Yeah, I went over to my uncle's house, hung out with the family, drank beer in front of my grandma, which is always fun.
Yeah. Did you get drunk with your grandma?
No, not this time.
I remember the first time I got drunk with my grandparents. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
It's weird, man. Wow. Getting drunk with the immediate family sometimes is creepy.
The first time I got drunk with my mom, though, that was kind of weird. I didn't like that. I was like 15.
Dylan, what'd you think about getting drunk last night, buddy?
Thought it was ridiculous.
Oh, man. You don't have any nuggets of goodness to share?
Yeah, I heard you guys had a tall tale.
Wow.
Olin's an idiot.
Oh, now you finally see what we've been saying every time we go out with this jackass.
It's tight. I've known this for years.
Yeah, it's how I bring it. I bring it raw. You don't know what to expect and what you're going to get.
I thought maybe this time we could do things professional, but no, no.
Never with Olin.
You had to finish the fifth.
I pounded a fifth before going out on this escapade.
Wow. A whole fifth, huh? You just pounded it.
But we did ride the Detroit Department of Transportation's friendly buses, and it was quite pleasant, actually.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Huh?
Somebody stank on the first bus real bad, but other than that...
Well, I mean, yeah, there's always the stink, but... That's just public transportation in general.
Yeah,
that's true.
Other than that, it was quite nice.
Well, what is that over in Chicago, the L train? That's got a righteous funk to it.
What about them cars in San Francisco, dude? Those things have been going for hundreds of years, man.
No, but they're all open air. You know, all they have to do is, like, wash them down with a bucket of bleach.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, anyway, like I said at the beginning of the show, if you don't know, now you know. You're listening to The Olin Ezra Show. You can check us out at myspace.com/TheOlinEzraShow, TheOlinEzraShow.com. We're on Facebook, too. Just look for The Olin Ezra Show.
Just Google us, you fucking find us.
Oh, you Google us, we are everywhere. We have virally spread throughout the internet. It's fantastic.
It is quite nice.
We are the syphilis of the new millennium.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing. So check us out on our site. We have an upcoming show coming up very soon. We'll give you more details next week, but it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, let's not get into it.
I'm going to keep it on the professional tip at the show.
Yeah, I think that would be the righteous thing to do.
What do you think about that, Dylan? Is that possible?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Oh, God.
Just don't drink.
Oh,
whoa. Well, that's like telling the fish not to get wet.
Right. I got to drink, man. I'm nothing.
Well, see, I mean, have a couple drinks. Don't go overboard.
Yeah, you always overdo it.
I know it.
Look, he's told you how, though. He's always said that, you know, he thinks that he never gets it right. He always thinks that the next one is going to be the best one, but no. No, when he looks up, he's fucking passed out in the ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Next to his own vomit.
I just try to bring it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right before he hops on a bike and rides it until the wheel falls off.
Right around the Detroit Department of Transportation, public bus system, just wasted, trashed. Hey, at least I maintained my composure on the bus.
I guess.
Yeah, I would have stabbed you if you would have caused.
Well,
a scene.
Somebody else.
What
would
do
have
you mean caused
me.
A scene? He would have been just the average white boy that just pissed in the back of the bus, like there normally is every night, right?
Unfortunately.
Well, sometimes
that it would have just been his turn.
That's right. why they got the buckets of bleach. Haven't you ever seen haven't you ever seen like the carnies when somebody pukes on one of their carnival rides and they have the bleach bucket, they just douse the ride in bleach?
I almost got killed by a couple carnies one time, man.
I don't understand why we trust these idiots with our lives on these dangerous carnival rides.
No, definitely not.
Have you seen the people running carnival rides?
Dude, it looks like their soul has just escaped. And they're it's just a mindless game with them. What do you think, Pat?
I don't really go to carnivals too much.
You don't go to carnivals?
No, because I don't do the rides that often.
It's like the redneck Cedar Point, dude.
Yeah, and I'm black. It's not really, you know.
It's tight, man. You just put a cowboy hat on. You'll rock that place.
Yeah, you
right
like 10-gallon hats, don't you? You rock the country.
Listen, I can listen to country all day. I can groove to country all day. I'm not going to a carnival, though. I'm sorry. I just don't do carnivals.
What about the state fair? Do you do the state fair?
No.
What about Cedar Point?
Cedar Point I go to. It's a lot of girls walking around wet.
Oh, yeah. The wet chicks over there.
Cedar Point is awesome.
By the whatever it is, that splash ride.
I don't care. It's just water. You know what I mean?
Oh, you just watch them on the bridge.
You're talking about like the log ride?
Right, yeah.
Like, that's the only ride. That's the only ride that will be open if on like a rainy day. It sucks.
Right.
You just ride that one constantly.
Hell yeah. All these hot chicks in white t-shirts walk up to it and shout out to Roller Coaster Tycoon. They say, log ride one is really good value.
I don't know where the hell that just came from.
Have you ever played Roller Coaster Tycoon?
Unfortunately. I know exactly where that comes from.
Funny because if like you charge like $10 for burritos, they're like, I'm not paying that, or burrito one at burrito stand one is too expensive or something. They like can't speak English. It's crazy. It's like, wow, wooden roller coaster one is really good value. It's tight.
Wow.
I'm lost, man. I never played that.
Roller Coaster Tycoon is a tight game.
It's kind of like Sim City, but it's
don't
nothing
even
but
get me started on
an
Sim
amusement
City.
Park. That's it.
Right.
You just
it's
build
like an
amusement
park.
Park.
And you get these handyman guys that just walk around and clean up puke piles.
Yeah, basically.
I stopped playing product of Maxis like when I was 13.
You don't know. You don't even know what you're talking about. The game has nothing to do with Maxis.
Maxis is like one of the designers of the game.
No, it's not, Joe. You don't know what you're talking about.
Whatever.
It's a completely different company.
It's a kid's game.
No, it isn't.
Yes, essentially.
Dylan, back me up here, buddy.
It's a pretty fun game.
You don't know what you're talking about, Joe. Just
Fun game.
Shut up and sit there.
Fun
enough. I've had enough. Dylan, cut his mic.
You and I have different fun games.
Cut his mic.
Right.
Yeah, didn't we have to sit through last week? Didn't we have to sit through a conversation between Dylan and Olin about a Spore?
Yeah.
About a whole about a level where all you do is dance.
Yeah. Except that wasn't on the show though.
That was
pre-show bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bullshit. Hey, it's level where you do is dance.
Speaking about bullshit, all right, you know how divorce is like, you know, the new popular thing to do. Marriage doesn't work. You just go get divorced, right?
Yeah.
Right? What about divorces in video games?
I wouldn't even get married in real life. Why would I get married in a video game?
No, you know what? I know.
Just to see how it's going to work?
You know what? What do they call them? Peer sites like MySpace and Facebook and all that. On some of those, they have it where you can like get engaged and go steady and get married. This, that, and the other.
It's a social networking
site. That's it. The social networking sites.
A game called Maple Story, a woman in Japan. Some dude divorced his online wife in this game, Maple Story. So she logged into his account and deleted his character. But she's also facing a 5-year prison term and a $5,000 fine.
Over a video game.
Over a character in a video game that she deleted.
Yeah, but like if my girlfriend ever got on and deleted one of my characters on my game, it would be over. And yeah, I would.
She know your password?
No.
All right. Then what does it matter? If she doesn't know your password, you're tight.
Well, still, man.
This dude
There's ways around that.
He gave his little online wife his password so that she could access his account whenever she wanted.
No, that's just stupid.
That's the first mistake, right? And how are you going to get so pussy-whipped over some pixelated broad that you've never even seen before?
Right.
Yeah, that's just stupid.
Wow. I don't even know what to say.
That's... That's just stupid.
Dylan, would you ever get married in an online video game?
Absolutely not.
Would you ever get married in life?
Absolutely not.
There you go.
It's unbelievable. Apparently, she was saying she gained access to, let's see the charge here, manipulating electronic data and illegal access onto a computer. 5 years in jail, though, really, for delete? That's a little outrageous.
I was like, what are you in for? I killed 3 cops. What are you in for? I robbed 7 banks. What are you in for? I deleted a video game character.
I deleted my online husband because he dumped me.
Right, it just doesn't add up.
She said her reasoning for doing this was he divorced me without even telling me why. It was just over.
Well, sometimes you don't always need a reason.
Right, sometimes you just lose contact.
See, that's what I was saying. It's like on some of those social networking sites, I got a friend who goes on there and it's like every other day he's engaged and going steady with a different chick. Just because, you know, it's not for real. It doesn't matter. You're not sharing anything with this person. You're not even sharing.
Yeah, see, you got to. There's girls out there. They're going to just take it too far, and they're going to think it's real.
I mean, you're sharing.
The next thing you know, they're going to be on your doorstep.
Screw them.
Well, hey, if she's hot, because you know, I played Warcraft with some pretty good looking chicks. You know, one of them is a good promoter of the show out on the west coast of Canada, along with that Corey dude we talked to one time.
Yeah,
but I. Wow. Pat, what do you got? I don't want to talk about that anymore. It's stupid.
What I have is actually, it's a scary trend to me because it's been happening a lot in the past couple of weeks.
Is this more sexy news articles?
Not
but only sexy,
sexy yeah.
if you're Michael Jackson?
Well, no. R. Kelly would fit this one.
So it involves urine?
No, God, no.
Really? 14-year-olds?
14 and 15, and they're females.
Okay.
So, but yeah, apparently lately a lot of 14 and 15, possibly even 16-year-old girls will have been taking naked pictures of themselves. Now, I know it's not a new thing for them to do it, but...
No, it's what they do.
Right, but it's been in the news a lot lately, and it's kind of starting to piss me off.
Well, are people just going to understand that, like, we're born nude, all right?
Right, but see, no.
Yeah, but still, man, sometimes you just don't want to see that.
Well, right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, I understand that. See,
dress up.
it's not pissing me off that they're taking the pictures. It's pissing me off that they're taking it to this level that they're taking it to.
Okay, oh, and are we talking about, like, fruit insertion or something?
No, not that. I'm talking about the legal aspects that they're taking it to.
So what are they doing to these poor young girls that were just trying to, you know, turn their boyfriends on?
See, that's the thing. Sometimes it's not even with the young girls. For instance, over in Summit County, a 13-year-old boy was arrested at Nordonia Middle School earlier this month because some girl sent him pictures of herself naked.
And so he got arrested.
Exactly.
For having kitty porn. How does that work? She sent him the pictures?
Right. I don't get that.
Well, she's not in trouble.
Well, she is, but not to the extent of the boy.
She, like, sent some vag shots, and now this kid's life is ruined.
It's not even vag. It's not even developed yet. It's just like a lump.
Exactly.
How would you know, Joe?
Well, you know, if you change enough, you know, little kids' diapers, you find out. I'm the oldest in my family. I changed a lot of diapers.
I'm not even going to ask. But, yeah, okay, but a 15, check it out, a 15-year-old girl.
You're the one that fucking asked.
Shut up, Joe. Sit there.
A 15-year-old girl sent some naked pictures of herself to a 13-year-old boy. And he's in trouble because because he showed them to a couple of his friends.
Well, I would do the same thing if I was that kid. I would
exactly.
be like, unbelievable. Look at this poon.
Right. When you're 13 and some girl that you know sends you a picture of herself naked, you're like... Dudes, I'm awesome, and this is why.
Right.
Exactly.
That
you know?
Kid's just getting on his pimp game at a young age. Don't hate him for being popular.
And basically, this didn't happen on school grounds, right? This did not happen on school grounds.
Okay.
But the school superintendent,
Wayne... What does he have to do with anything?
Yeah, how is he getting involved at all?
He's a student. I mean, the boy and possibly the girl are students at his school.
If this didn't happen, well, I mean,
but
right.
It's out of school.
The photos,
it's not the school's job. Exactly.
Let me get this straight. The photos weren't sent at school, but they obtained the phones at school and found them.
Right.
Okay, so it did happen on school grounds.
They brought the poon pictures to school.
It's on his phone.
Okay.
I mean, come on. It's on his cell phone.
Well, I mean, doesn't that violate the person's, one of our rights?
Oh, when you're a student, you don't have rights. You don't have
rights.
You should know that, Joe.
Right.
How many times did they search your locker?
Listen. Every time they searched my locker, they found nothing because I was intelligent.
No, because you're greasy.
No, that too. But no, man, if anybody tried to take my phone, what I do is on the settings, I always have it lock on power up. So you just hit the power button. When they try to turn it on, they're just going to get a lock code and they ain't going to know it.
They just have to reset the phone.
See, this kid, if this kid's such a pimp, he should be intelligent too. He should have done that.
Well, see, apparently this kid was, except for he sent it to somebody who wasn't.
Oh, goodness.
There's
always an accomplice that gets you fucked.
Exactly. Because the kid, he forwarded the photos to, to a couple of friends. Not even a lot of friends, but some friends. And one of their parents saw it and called the cops.
I feel so bad for this girl at this age. She's already the fucking school slut.
Dude, don't feel bad for her. She took the fucking picture herself.
I know, but still, I'm sure she wasn't anticipating this boy sending it to the entire
the
grade.
The backlash caused by the poon picture.
Well, they don't always look at the broad picture.
But check this out. See, that's the part that gets me. There's a 2-year age difference between them. She's older than him. She's 15. He's 13. And you know how they always say girls mature faster than boys? So in the whole quote-unquote maturity, exactly. But on the whole quote-unquote maturity thing, she's got him by about 4 or 5 years, right? So how could she not think, you know what? This is a 13-year-old boy. He might just show my naked vag to everyone else around him.
Wow.
That's just stupid. That's why I have no sympathy.
He was the same age as her, so she's 15.
Right, she's older than him. So it's like, in 3 more years, that would have been like statutory rape on her part.
Yeah. In Michigan.
So what's
going
to happen to this kid?
Right,
I'm interested. What's going to happen to this kid so I can become outraged?
Let me see. The boy.
Sex offenders list.
In the Summit County case, the 13-year-old boy who received the nude picture is doing juvenile court next month. But, in this case, the 15-year-old girl who sent him the picture has not been charged.
Not been charged.
Right, but look at this, though. And on top of all that, the school superintendent, him and investigators, both of them, instead of, trying to, tell this girl, stop being a whore, stop taking pictures of your vag and just, sending it to random people, they're too busy trying to figure out if the photo has been posted on the internet yet.
Oh.
Exactly.
Why is this girl not? Oh,
why
man,
wouldn't it
this
be?
This has
on
already
internet?
Graced everybody's exactly. page by now.
I mean, I've already rubbed one out to her.
Now, on the other hand, over in Newark, Ohio, and this happened a couple of weeks ago, where police arrested a 15-year-old girl on juvenile child pornography charges because she sent nude photos of herself to some idiot on a... she sent photos of herself to classmates.
How old was she?
15.
15. The same age as the other girl, but this one, they're like, hold on. Let's not arrest people for receiving something that they didn't even know was coming through on their cell phone. Let's drop a couple of charges on the fucker that's doing this quote unquote mobile terrorism.
Because
let's face
it. Unbelievable.
Because let's face it. It's just retarded to, go after someone for receiving a naked picture of someone.
I just
want to
know how come I'm not getting any of these fucking picture messages.
See, because you're not a 13-year-old, 14, 15, or 16-year-old boy.
Well, with the new shave, I should be.
I know, man. What did you do to yourself?
I shaved.
You know what you need to do? You need to do what those fuckers do over up in Canada and act like you're in high school all over again.
Right. Just start going back to, homecoming games. Hey!
Just walk in one day. Pull a Peter Griffin. just walk in and say you're the cool guy.
My name is Lando Griffin.
There you go.
No relation to Meg.
Oh, man.
See? But, again, in this case, though, the cops, they didn't identify the girl. But the authorities were also considering charges for students who received the photos. And again, I ask, why?
Yeah, I'm not even, what if I didn't even know I was getting it? And then I get this picture message, and I get this doofus cop at my doorstep arresting me over a photo I didn't even know I was going to get. Like, how
exactly.
dare you?
And now, my Trump card, which happened right over in at Pinckney High School over here in Michigan, over in Livingston County.
Pinckney, yeah.
Yeah. Now this one happened.
I would never want to live in Pinckney because I hate the name Pinckney.
Of course you do.
My dad would be like, hey, son, do you want to go fishing in Pinckney? Pinckney?
Isn't it Pinckney?
No, I always thought it was Pinckney. Dylan, what do you call it?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You never heard of Pinckney?
No. I don't go that far from the city.
Oh, whatever, Dylan. Quit sheltering yourself.
All right. Well, look, check it out. Now, this one happened on around October 15th. So this one was after the whole little escapade in Ohio and before the one over in Summit County.
She need her pink and Pinckney. All right, I'm sorry. Continue, pal.
Oh, that was
all
good, right. Though.
Check it out. Now, on this one, it was a 14-year-old girl that could face felony charges for taking photos of her vaginal area and, again, sending it to her friends.
These articles, they always make, like, a genitalia seem like this whole... Of her vaginal area.
Exactly. It's a vagina. See, that's what kills me. It's like vaginal area. I don't have a fingerial area. It's a fucking finger or a hand. It's no vaginal area. It's a vagina.
Wow.
Just call it a fucking vagina. It's like there is no such thing as your knee area. It's a knee.
It's very true.
I have no penis area. It's a penis, a couple of balls, a little bit of hair. Call it what it is.
Genitalia.
Exactly.
All right.
But anyway, the Livingston County Sheriff's Detective Lieutenant
Genitals.
Todd Luzit.
Genitals.
Genitalia.
That's right.
Genital.
But apparently,
hey,
Detective.
Dylan.
What?
Genital.
Sweet.
All right, Pat, I'm sorry. Continue.
You should say sweet.
We went through all that just to hear sweet. All right, check it out. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Livingston County Sheriff's Detective Todd Luzit, he said the pictures have probably been distributed to phones around the school, and that amounts to child pornography.
Now there's preachers and Catholic churches in Connecticut jerking off to the child porn!
Exactly.
But wait, I mean, it's child pornography done by children.
Right. Pretty much, yeah.
So can we
children
can we,
should have their own porn. Like children go to the store.
It would be called like chorn. Child
see,
porn is, for kids. Chorn.
But see, this is the thing though. This is the thing. The girl, she sent the picture to like three or four people. Like three or four of her quote unquote friends.
Of her genitalia.
Exactly. And somehow the picture wound up with around 200 people.
Wow.
Right. So I'll let you know. You find out who your friends are.
You know what? How come I didn't have picture phones in high school? I missed out on that.
Yeah, we missed out on this whole
unbelievable.
On this whole vagina picture.
Right. We would have been like 14 getting pictures of poon. Dylan, did you ever was that happening when you were still in high school? You're a couple years younger.
No.
Man.
Not even for me either, man. Like it was all about just having a cell phone.
Yeah, it's just like it's like with your like, you know, crappy soup color with black text display phone.
Right.
Yeah.
See, the whole thing when we were all in high school was that, man, listen to this. I can have a song as my ringtone.
Oh, man.
It wasn't, look at this. So-and-so sent me a picture of that classmate
and
over there naked.
They weren't even songs. They were like crappy MIDI versions
right, it was
of
like,
the song.
It was the Muzak versions.
Oh, you know? It was garbage.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. All
right. Anyway, back to the vag pictures and the 16-year-old.
Now, this is, like I said, this is the Trump card. In this case, police actually confiscated a dozen phones from the school. They say that anyone that has that picture on their phone could face child porn charges.
Why are they going to ruin the lives of all the kids in that community? Is that even right,
morally?
I see
the parents standing up for this. There's no way they'd allow it. You know what I mean? Because... You know, most of these kids
it's
probably didn't even...
It's what kids do. Well,
see, no, you know what? You would expect the parents to stand up, but...
The parents are all for this, probably.
They're all outraged.
Check this out.
Unbelievable.
Pinckney Community School Superintendant Dan Donosky plans to send a note home to parents explaining what happened. He says students also could be disciplined. Basically, because like I said, anyone with this picture on their phone has they have already received it, but the police have confiscated phones saying that they also have the ability and the probability to forward it, which would make them basically not only possessing child pornography,
oh, are you
but
kidding
distribution
me?
Of child pornography.
God damn it, quit screwing with the kids!
Exactly.
God, don't ruin their lives because they were 14 and did now, something see, stupid, you idiots!
I have a question, though. The cops I'm confiscated outraged. The phones. None of the cops, can they be held with child pornography? They had
oh, no!
I mean, because
no,
they got, gonna, they no, got warehouses gonna, full of coke, and heroin, marijuana.
Not only have
the freaking cops. Oh, frig the cops, the idiots.
Exactly.
But not only do they have the phones, they can actually send it out to all their friends, too.
Right, you know.
Oh, let me forward this to my phone. That chick's pussy is actually pretty nice.
You know, half those Porky Pig donut eating motherfuckers are going home and rubbing one out to their vag pictures that they confiscated from high school students.
Oh, God.
What a joke. I'm outraged.
As you should be.
Ah.
What do we got next?
Idiots. Well, I mean, speaking about the police, I'm freaking sick of entrapment, and I'm sick of these seatbelt laws.
Seatbelts do suck.
I don't care. Wear your seatbelt if you want. Don't wear it. Why do we have to be held to some sort of strange standard that you have to wear it so that you are looking out for my safety? I don't want you looking out for my safety.
Yeah, I don't really care.
I'm sick of these seatbelt laws imposing on my personal my freedoms.
Car, my seatbelt in my car is pretty nifty. It's one of them automatic ones, and I rigged it.
From the 90s.
Yeah, early 90s, 93.
You drive a teal 94 Thunderbird.
It's fucking turquoise, all right? How many times do we have to go through this? It's turquoise.
It's teal, dude.
It's
what's
teal.
The difference?
Teal is like a metallic color. Turquoise has a greenish-blue tint to it. There's no way they are the same. End of argument.
Wow. Joe turquoise. Gets very offended when I call his car teal.
Yeah, I think see. Turquoise is worse.
I know.
It probably is. I don't even care, though, man. I've
just rock the teal.
I've rocked turquoise T-Bird for like 5-6 years now, man.
Unbelievable. See, when I had an Escort that same color, it was the teal Escort.
No, it wasn't teal. It was turquoise.
Oh, Joe.
I'm telling you.
Joe.
Pat, why did you confiscate the computer from me, dude? I didn't have any porn pulled up.
No, I did. No, actually, I was looking up something else, actually. Give me a second. You guys go ahead. Just give me a second.
Don't leave a creamy fucking disfiguration on the keyboard, dude.
Pat's creamy center is all over the keyboard now.
It's my keyboard. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, who knows what's happened to that keyboard?
I have no idea, dude.
So, Joe, you quit your job last night, huh?
Yeah, I did.
You idiot.
Why?
Because 2 days before you quit your job, you were complaining to me about how you had no money.
Yeah, I know, but that was before this lovely woman that I know offered me a job up at a video store for weekends.
Oh, no.
What? What's so wrong with
that? Oh, Dylan, what would you do if Joe was working at your local Blockbuster?
I don't watch movies.
You don't do anything. Joe, you're going to think you're Randall.
Oh, dude, that's actually a good way to look at
you
it, man.
You do kind of look like someone that would work at a video store.
Doesn't
it? You do.
Just a creep?
Well, I'm just the average motherfucker, right?
No, you're going to be the next Randall. How deplorable.
No, they're going to come up with a movie and you're going to just be like, oh, no, you don't want to watch this. Let me give you something you'll hand up Star Wars.
Right.
You'll do much better
with
this.
I totally would, too. No, you don't want to mess around with that. That's garbage. Get this
See,
out of here.
Joe,
we shouldn't even be carrying this.
Unbelievable.
It's a good idea, Dylan. I'm going to do that if I get the job.
Joe. If you get the job at the video store, how can you not get the job at the video store?
I have no idea. This girl wants me to work there.
She probably wants your sack. That's why.
We'll see about that.
See? I'm so sick of that bullshit.
What?
God.
Well, that's
outrageous. All right, Pat.
Yeah, what do you got?
All right. Now, we were just saying how we're tired of the police trying to...
Vag.
Genitals.
How we're tired of the police...
Genitals.
I am tired of police genitals.
All right,
but,
I'm sorry.
How we're tired of the police trying to protect us, this, that, and the other, right?
Right.
Police don't
right,
protect
right.
me.
Yeah, you know what? They aren't even legally obligated to protect you.
No, it changed really? Back in the day. It used to be serve and protect. Now it's protect and serve, man. They changed the standard all up.
Oh, dude, they don't protect you at all.
No.
Last time I felt protected by a police officer...
was never.
Never.
Yeah, exactly.
Never. Well, I'm always threatened and edgy when I see a cop.
Well, check this out. Apparently, an attorney, Richard W. Stevens, wrote a book called Dial 911 and Die. And this is a direct excerpt from the book. It was the most shocking thing I learned in law school. I was studying torts in my first year at the University of San Diego School of Law.
Wait. Doing what? I'm sorry. Did you say torture?
Torts.
torts? What's torts?
Torts. Basically, torts is, have you ever received a phone call saying, you know, anyone that, you know, took this medicine, that medicine, or whatever, might have this side effect, blah, 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 so and we're starting a legal case?
So it'd be like a dealership calling you back saying, like, one of your cars, it's a malfunction, you got to bring it back.
Well, no, what it is, what torts are basically, it's when lawyers or when, you know, law firms call you, and they're getting like a massive lawsuit together to go against a big corporation for something, like not that the car dealership called you and said, you know, we got this recall. It would be a law firm calling you and saying, yeah, there's a recall on this. So many people have suffered from this.
That's what I meant. Okay. It was along the same lines.
Right. Yeah. Basically, that's what it is. It's like they're getting like a massive lawsuit together and basically going after these companies. The problem with those kind of cases are usually the settlement is so large, but with it being so many different plaintiffs put together, like 100 plaintiffs, $1 million lawsuit win, right? But then if all of them have to pay the lawyers a 10% fee, out of that $1 million, that $1 million to the 100, that's what, $1,000 per. $1,000 per person, and then that's $1,000 per person.
And the lawyers make away with most of the money.
Right, and the lawyers get 10% of that, so they get 100 out of that 1,000. So,
wow.
Yeah. So, essentially, they're making way more money than anyone else.
Damn. What a bunch of geniuses, those greasy lawyers. All right, anyway, continue.
But, apparently, now this is, like, directly from his book, Dial 911 and Die. Stevens... An attorney named Richard W. Stevens.
Richard W. Stevens, okay.
All right, as I said, it was the most shocking thing I learned in law school. I was studying torts in my first year at the University of San Diego School of Law when I came upon the case of Hartzler versus City of San Jose. In that case, I discovered the secret truth. The government owes no duty to protect individual citizens from criminal attack. Not only did the California courts hold to that rule, the California legislature had enacted a statute. The California legislature had enacted a statute to make sure the courts couldn't change the rule.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's bullshit.
But also in the book, Stephen cites laws and cases for every state, plus Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Canada, which reveal the same thing. If the police fail to protect you, even through sheer incompetence and negligence.
Well, I mean, that sums up cops right there, incompetence and negligence.
Yeah, but look, don't expect that you or your next of kin will be able to sue.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Frig the police.
Yep.
Wow, Easy E had it right all those years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What a smart, well, I mean, he was smart in certain aspects, and then he got AIDS, but, you know. Poor bastard.
Wow. I didn't even know that.
You didn't know Easy E died of AIDS?
I thought he just got shot trying to be a gangster.
No.
Wow, that's
he stuck his dick in some rotten poon.
That's shitty.
He wasn't straight out the streets of Compton. He was straight out the vag of gonorrhea.
What are you handing me here? Gonorrhea?
Yeah, did you look anything up, Joe?
I did.
You got something for the show? Bring it, buddy.
I mean, it's not as good as gonorrhea. I mean, it's...
Just bring the article.
Weed tacos.
Oh, weed tacos.
Weed tacos.
From Taco Bell or Del Taco?
From Del Taco.
Del Taco. Get your weed taco.
In Colorado, Lakewood, Colorado. A couple went through the drive-thru, and when they got their bag, they took it home, and when they opened up the pack, you know, the little taco wrappers... They found a bunch of buds in their tacos.
That's awesome. Did they smoke them?
I would assume they probably did.
They better have.
Nah, because if they did, they wouldn't have made it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, they probably handed them the wrong bag.
So the cops went up to the Del Taco, they interrogated the guy that was working the drive-thru, and they charged him with possession of marijuana and paraphernalia, and they actually went to his house to look for more, and they found more.
Oh,
so,
no.
I don't know. I mean, there's no explanation in the article.
Did they have a warrant?
Probably not.
Oh.
Reasonable cause, man.
Oh.
Isn't that disgusting?
Why would you put weed in a taco? Are you stupid?
I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to spread the love, dude.
Hey, now, look, if you're...
Hey, have you ever had a taco, man?
A taco, man?
Have you ever had a taco?
Yeah, man, I've had a taco.
Have you ever had a taco, on weed. Yeah. Man, it's so great. You get to taste like each and every little piece of cheese and all the fucking like sauce and seasonings and shit.
wasn't that Jon Stewart?
Yeah, half fake.
Yeah, it was odd. You ever see it in the back of a $20 bill?
There's a guy in the bushes. He's got a gun. Does he have a gun? I don't know.
Red team, go.
Dylan, what do you think about Jon Stewart?
I enjoy his antics.
I like that man. He dug up Stephen Colbert, man. Yeah. That guy's pretty cool.
He's pretty good.
Colbert is awesome.
He's got a weird looking ear. Does anybody notice that, or is it just me?
I've never paid attention to the man's ears.
Yeah, I never noticed.
I don't check out Stephen Colbert.
Well, dude, when he's on TV, just look the way he's facing the camera. I don't know, man. One ear is just like it's gone. It's not even there. It's kind of creepy, actually. You should pay attention the next time you watch that show.
I'm not going to because it's going to piss me off. All right.
So, I don't know. Marvel fans, Colbert for president.
So is he like part doing like drug dealing? I mean, apparently he
must have been. He must have been
because,
dealing drugs.
You know, that was a good way to deal drugs.
Hell, he
must have got fucked up.
We're making money while you're making money.
Shit got fucked
he
up.
He handed him
time.
The wrong bag. Yeah. That's right. All.
Yeah. You know what it is? He was watching weeds too much. That's what it was.
So I guess
I've never seen that. What's that about?
Basically, it's about this. It's about a chick in the suburbs whose husband dies, and to support her. Her, what is he, 17, 16-year-old son and her younger, like, middle school son, she starts selling weed. And it's a pretty funny show.
Wow. I mean, she'd have to be moving some weight because there's not a lot of money in weed.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's
there is if you buy a lot.
Yeah, weight.
Well, yeah, she's doing it in the suburbs.
Nickel and
you know
dime,
how in the
man.
Suburbs, everyone smokes, but no one knows about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very
true. She's got a huge fan base.
Dude, not to mention that I grew up in West Bloomfield, and I had no idea, like, when I was a kid. And then I moved out here to Wayne County, and everybody was just blatantly obvious about it. Then you go back. I went back when I was maybe 16, 17 over at my buddy's house, and I caught his mom. They live in a $1 million home, and she's just sitting there toking up off a bong in her bedroom. I was like, are you kidding me?
Everybody smokes.
And knowing you, Joe, you probably fucked her.
He did.
No, not this one, actually.
Yes, you did, Joe. Shut up.
No.
You have anything else about that weed
talk? I banged her daughter, though.
See, it was something.
No, but I guess the investigating police officer that arrested the guy with the bag of weed, he went back to the manager to find out if they're working there, and he's probably still working at the Del Taco. So you could probably still go there and get a bag of weed yourself.
Where is this Del Taco?
I need a number.
It's in Lakewood, Colorado.
Special.
Lakewood, Colorado.
Yeah, the manager,
attention, Lakewood, Colorado.
The manager didn't want to relinquish any information on the fact that he had been fired or terminated or nothing. So
I need a special number nickel. I mean,
good. You know why? You know why? Because the dude that handed the other dude the weed taco, man, he's also the manager's D-boy.
Probably.
The manager doesn't want to compromise
I bet it's a whole operation run right out of that Del Taco.
I need combo number dime. I mean 10.
Right.
Extra lettuce.
10 with extra lettuce, hold the ranch.
Yep.
I'd be pissed if there
hold
was
the taco.
Some creamy ranch in my weed taco.
Oh, dude, that'd be hideous.
Oh, all right, let's go. What's going on? You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Give me that.
Here you go. There's no porn on it, man. That's just weed etiquette.
So, what do you guys think about Sarah Palin?
I'd
do her.
Oh my god!
I want to. You know what? I want to do her.
God, and, I want to pale and, in
and
her.
I
want to.
I
want to
do
so
Sarah
bad.
Palin, and I want to do Tina Fey dressed as Sarah Palin, like at the same time.
Well, hey, speaking about that, that's like the new thing.
It is.
There's
the
this.
New thing.
There's a strip club in Las Vegas here, and they're having a contest. All these different strippers for Sarah Palin lookalikes, and they have thousands of entries.
Thousands. I bet there's more than that, man. I bet they're lining up around the country.
I don't give a crap. Every time I've heard Sarah Palin speak, she just speaks in rhetorical circles.
That's because she's a fucking idiot.
But I'll tell you, I don't care how dumb. I would love to be banging her head against the side of the medicine cabinet when I'm banging her in my bathroom.
Yeah,
I want to fuck her, but not because I think she's like that attractive or because I think she's that cool.
She's got like that whole sexy schoolgirl thing going, like mature businesswoman. Oh my god!
I want to fuck her because she seems to be a dumb fucking. She's like a dumb housewife.
Oh, she.
I just like the fact that she's killed a bear. That kind of turns me on.
Dylan, man, would you do Sarah Palin?
Maybe.
What is this? Maybe.
Yeah, that's garbage, dude. Yes, you would.
Dylan, you would. You would just love to Sarah all over her face,
genitals.
I would love to blast a load right on her forehead, take a picture of it, and send it to the feminist groups, because you know they actually fucking hate her.
Oh yeah, they do. They don't like her. They like Hillary, but Hillary only likes to eat the vaginal genitalia.
Hillary was stupid.
Oh God, I would have never voted for her. I would, you know, I'm not even going to vote for the president.
No, neither am I.
I'm going to write Ron Paul in, and that's going to be the end of it.
I'm going to write in Olin Ezra.
Olin Ezra for president. It's a little late for that, but maybe in 2012 we'll get something going. What do you think about that, Pat? You can be my VP.
No, I'm okay.
Big Baby P for VP.
It'll be the first time in history they didn't fucking assassinate a vice president. I'm okay.
What are you talking about? No one's going to assassinate you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, quit it. Nobody assassinated Condoleezza Rice, and she's like Lizard Woman.
But she doesn't hold any weight. She's like a fucking cabinet member. She holds no weight. She's outside of the loop, basically.
Oh, okay. I would not do Condoleezza Rice while we're on this topic. I would not.
No.
God. Have you seen her?
Unfortunately.
Dylan, would you bang Condoleezza Rice?
Oh, absolutely.
How dare you? You should be ashamed of yourself. Unbelievable, Dylan. Thank you. Thank you for ruining everything.
She sounds like a Chinese meal.
Condoleezza Rice? Right.
Like, let me get a pint of chicken fried rice. Let me get two of the orders of the
Condoleezza Rice.
Let me get two orders of the sweet and sour shrimp, and let me get some Condoleezza Rice on the side.
I wouldn't want her on the side of anything.
No, definitely.
That frump bitch. Fuck her. Sorry. All right. Anyway, back to Sarah Palin and how bad everybody wants to bang her.
Oh, man.
It's widespread. Apparently, every dude in America wants to bang Sarah Palin. If you disagree with that comment, feel free to yell at me on the forums, but I don't think anybody's going to disagree.
No.
And fuck actually, it, if for the sake of argument, I changed my position. I no longer want to fuck Sarah Palin. But I still want to fuck Tina Fey dressed as Sarah Palin.
You're just lying to yourself when you say that. I don't believe you.
Maybe.
I don't believe you at all.
Maybe, but it's the American way.
Anyway, there's a top prize of $10,000 and a trip for two to Washington. So if you're ever in Las Vegas and you're trying to, check out a Sarah Palin, you might have a chance to bang or something for an extra $20.
$20? Try like $3,000 in Vegas, buddy.
Probably. I don't know. I've never been to Vegas. I'm ignorant.
I wouldn't say you're ignorant for not going to Vegas.
I'm ignorant of Vegas and its culture. I've never been there.
Vegas has a culture?
Dude, Vegas is just like, it's nothing around it, but just like when you're in Vegas, dude, it's the world, dude. It's crazy.
It's Vegas. You've been to Vegas?
Yeah.
What do you think about Vegas?
Vegas is, let me put it this way. I went to Vegas for one reason. To get drunk for free.
Okay.
I don't go there to gamble. I don't gamble at all. I've been in many casinos and I've never gambled a penny. The only thing I'll buy in the casino is
vagina.
A drink. Fuck you, Pat.
hey, Pat. Genitals. You got anything else? Any more articles to talk about? Discuss? Digest?
Yeah, I got a couple. I got a couple of things.
Why don't you pull one out of your, Pat's grab bag of gooey goodness over there?
Oh, you know what? And it's only that great because, as we said before, people are going to stay people.
Oh, God, I want Sarah Palin so bad. Dylan, you need to get that LCD TV in here so we can just stare at Sarah Palin.
I wouldn't mind that. Can we get somebody else, though, man? Like, every day or every time?
Oh, every time it would be somebody different.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single time.
I was under the assumption you just wanted to look at Sarah Palin.
Well, I mean, right now I do.
Even after 30 seconds, the average chick gets boring.
I'm still.
And that's being friendly. That's being generous.
Ow.
Like 30 seconds. It's like being a stand-up comic, man. That's how much time you have to grab my attention.
Oh, yeah.
Other than that, it's bye-bye.
Well, that's a tough business.
It is.
All right, what you got, Pat?
All right.
Is it juicy? Hold on, let me guess. Is it juicy?
No. Gooey? This one is just stupid.
Gooey, stupid.
This
idiotic.
One's just stupid.
Does it involve genitalia?
No.
Breasts?
No.
Vaginal areas?
No. Nipples? I don't even know what the fuck that is. I know what a vagina is. I have no idea what a vaginal area is. What is that? The thigh?
Does it involve urine?
The taint?
Involve urine?
No.
I've got an article coming up involving urine, but anyway.
Apparently, a couple of guys were arrested for playing a game of chicken.
Oh, I heard about this.
In cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well,
man.
In a car and in a cop car.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a cop.
No.
Oh. Okay, over in Bethany, Oklahoma. Bethany, Oklahoma.
One of my buddy's sister's name's Bethany, and like she has blossomed into, she's just hot. She's the biggest cunt you'll ever meet, though.
Hi, Bethany.
Stupid chick.
Bethany, right, I want to do you right here on the floor of this fucking studio.
No, it's, oh, God, you don't, no, you want, no.
Nobody is having sex in my studio but me.
Except me. I can bang, I'm not even going to get into it, Dylan
what if I bring? What if I bring five models for us to all share?
Oh, that could get messy.
Well, we'll lay a blue tarp down, man. I got one.
Right. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Joe, you're so rancid. All right, Pat, what are you talking? Shut up, Joe. How dare you?
All right, over in Bethany, Oklahoma, three Oklahoma City men were arrested for playing chicken with a cop car. Wow. Apparently, a 23-year-old man drove his car at the oncoming patrol car driven by Captain J.D. Reed, and he didn't move. Yeah, Captain J.D. Reed.
Did he have a pirate patch, an eye patch, or something like that? A parrot?
No, but he had a badge, a shield, and a laugh because he realized some fuck was playing chicken with him in his cop car.
So he just kept going, right?
Well, no, apparently Reed, you know, got swerved out of the way, then turned around and chased the car until it crashed.
Did it crash into, like, a post or something?
Yeah, what it was they crashed into a traffic sign where the driver was inside of the car. A 22-year-old man was found lying outside the vehicle, and the third douchebag was trying to actually hide behind the traffic sign.
He was, like, hiding behind the traffic sign. Like, dude, it was awesome.
What?
Yeah, I have no idea how skinny you have to be to hide behind a traffic sign. But
well, if you're Tom Arnold.
Unbelievable.
No.
No.
Wow. He thought that the traffic sign was going to protect him. It's like my dog. When I get mad at my dog, and he'll stick his head underneath the couch like I can't see him.
Right?
Because his head's there.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. Was he facing the other way from the cop, too? Or was he, like, trying to, like, stand rigidly upright?
It doesn't say.
And you know what? I even tried to look and see if this said something, if, like, any of them were drunk, and none of them were intoxicated at all.
See, yeah, say,
just fucking playing chicken.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently the dude just decided to, like, just, like, at the spur of the moment, he just decided to play chicken and didn't realize that, it was a cop car.
See, if I was a cop,
because the lights didn't give it away.
You know how they have that you know, bumper, you know, that grill on the front.
Yeah,
I would have just kept driving straight and then swerved into them and been like, "Well, you guys wanted to play chicken. I didn't really give a fuck. I was just looking to smash your car."
Right.
Exactly.
I think that's almost a bigger punishment than jail, having your car totaled.
Yeah.
Well, did they total the car when it hit the pole?
I don't think it was totaled out. I mean, it doesn't say, but you know what I mean? I mean, the guys were still alive, basically.
Dylan, would you ever play chicken with a cop on your Schwinn?
No.
What if the cop was, like, on another bicycle?
Maybe.
Would you get, like, one of them big, long swords and play, like, that?
Joust?
Joust, yeah. Would you joust him?
That could be fun.
That would be awesome.
This article kind of pays tribute to the trailer hoes. Because remember that one time she wouldn't have sex with me and I walked home.
Oh, it's
and I was
all
out,
you
right?
ever talk about, dude.
All right, okay. So tight. It's not all I ever talk about.
I know,
but it's a good story. Hey, so this dude, you know, like is living with his chick roommate and crap, and he's like, "Hey, baby doll, I think it's time that we start banging," and she refused, and then he just pissed on her dog.
He pissed on her dog.
On the dog.
Was it a little dog or was it like a...
I don't know.
It had to be.
Just like a little, yeah, like a Yorkshire or something.
Yeah,
one of those
stupid little
dogs.
I'd piss on one of them too.
And I hate those too. Unbelievable. They arrested him Thursday morning on charges of criminal damage to property.
Wow.
How does urine equate to criminal damage to property?
This is like R. Kelly. Off. This is like R. Kelly mixes with Michael Vick.
Right? I mean, all they got to do is just throw the bucket of bleach on the dog and the dog will be fine.
He's gonna throw some bleach on a dog.
That's what I'm saying. What the? I think that's way worse than pissing on it,
man.
Well, you know,
it would just start eating its fur and go through its skin.
That's tight, dude. You could see like its eyes.
Right. Eventually, you would just have a bloody bag of a bloody sack of bones just sitting there.
Dylan, would you ever urinate on a dog?
No,
I've thought about it before because at my job I gotta go like to people's homes and sometimes sometimes the neighbors will have just huge dogs that are like right over my shoulder as I'm trying to work and it'll be a fence there and I'm just like, you know what, I ought to whip it out and piss on you and make you my bitch right quick. Then you just shut the fuck up.
Oh, Pat.
All right. To get a little deeper into the story here, other than just dude pissed on dog, you know, he is facing criminal damage to property. I don't know how that works with a dog. It's a fucking dog.
Well, I mean,
you're
a dog owner, so that's your property, I guess.
Biscuit's not my property. Biscuit's a free spirit.
He lives in a fucking cage.
No, he lives in my house. He just happens to stay in the cage from time to time when I'm not around.
So he doesn't tear up the shit.
So how can you be free if you're in a cage most of the time?
He's free. He is free.
Yeah, he's free to walk around in that 5-foot-wide cage
right. All
he wants.
It's tight. Yeah, it's like a little cell. He's even got a skylight in there.
Dude, let's face it. Anyone that owns a dog, myself included, we're all just fucking new age slave owners. That's it.
But the dogs don't do it. It's not like the dog, you know, is going to hit up the cotton field or go, you know, grow us some hemp rope. No.
True.
It's just going to sit there, bark, look at you, and then piss itself.
That's pretty much what they do.
Yeah, but let's face it, though. They depend on us to let them out to, you know, to handle their business. We could just sleep all day and say, fuck you, you're not using the bathroom at all today.
Yeah, and then they just...
They depend on us to give them their food, their water. We whoop them when they do shit we don't like. You know, if they jump up on the couch, that's a spanking. If they, you know what I mean?
So you're saying dog owners should start carrying whips?
No, I'm saying they fucking already do. When was the last time you walked around and someone just yanked your leash and was like, no, we're not going that way? Oh, shit, I'm sorry.
That's very true. Like, when I walk my dog, man, it's like he wants to go off
exactly.
On a tangent. Like, nope, get over here.
Exactly. You know, the whole little choke chain thing. It's like, no, we're going this way. Stop moving. Sit down.
Heel, damn it.
Let's face it, now we're all fucking evil at the core.
Anyway, this dude was drunk and he just got in this big argument and he went down into the basement and it says that he urinated all over the dog and the floor. I think he was just wasted like I was last night.
Why wouldn't this guy
didn't realize what he was doing?
Why wouldn't this guy turn it and say like I was drunk, yeah, but I didn't piss all over the dog and the floor. The dog pissed all over
the dog. The dog rolled in it.
You know what I mean? The dog pissed and then just started bathing in it.
Because she came downstairs and saw him wiping his dick off on the dog.
That'd be horrible.
He got pissed, I guess, after the whole soaking her dog in urine and punched a hole in the window in her door. It stormed off.
Not very nice. Very mature, gentlemen.
Well, I mean, you know, I think he was just trying to get some poon, and she, like, denied him, and he got upset, you know? He was outraged.
Well, did he pay for dinner?
He was probably paying for rent. They're roommates. Yeah. Every male-female roommate situation I've ever heard about, they end up having sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't think of one time that hasn't happened.
No.
Me neither.
Dylan, do you know any of your friends that had female roommates and then ended up just banging them?
No.
Do you know any of your friends that have female roommates?
No.
All right, that clears up a lot. So anyway,
that should have been the first question.
Yeah, right. So we're gonna segue out of this urine-soaked episode. You can make sure to check us out at www.theolanezrashow.com.
Hit up the forums.
MySpace.com/TheOlanEzraShow. My personal email is OlanEzra@TheOlanEzraShow.com. Check it out. Join the forums and become an Ezraeli today.
Please do.
What do you think about the Ezraelis, Pat?
I think it was awesome when I thought of it. I'm a genius. I'm a comedic genius.
He is. So,
I wake up in the morning. I piss excellence. Oh, big hairy American winning machine.
Wow.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
And if you want to be down with this, with this fucking victorious, amazing show, it's like we're like the catalyst for like We Are the Champions. We're the backdrop for that song.
We will bring life into anything that we can. And you, with us, you never know what to expect. It might be the most amazing thing that you've ever had, and then it might be the most unprofessional clusterfuck you've ever seen.
Because
that's
laugh.
How we do it. We just try to bring it in a unique way that nobody else does, and I think that we achieve that very well. Fuck you, Joe. Quit rolling your eyes.
I mean, it's different. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Whatever. TheOlanEzraShow.com, MySpace.com/TheOlanEzraShow. And what's that, Joe?
Check out the forums.
The forums, thank you.
Kiss your own fucking asses.
Shut up, Dylan. Yeah, get out of here. Quit ruining our plugs.
Right, and check out Tap Water Productions.
Yeah, TapWaterProductions.com. What a great
guy.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not as awesome as we are, but, you know.
Hello? Okay, we're still working. So anyway, for myself, I'm urine-soaked. Big Baby Pete.
I just want to say welcome to the world, Taylor Ray.
The Average Joe.
I'm the Average Joe, and I want to bang Sarah Palin.
And Dylan over there with the levers and knobs.
The last time, no comment.
You've been listening to episode 13 of The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.